We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're doing a new segment on the show. We started it this week called Top 5, where we each day Dustin and I take turns picking a topic, and you got to pick your top 5 of whatever the topic is. And today, at 6:20, we're doing top 5 Browns players since 99. Now, we didn't prep you for this, so I don't want to put you under the gun. But if you want to give your – if you want to think about it for a little bit, or you want to give it right now, I mean – or I even guess. give you number
you
one.
Basically, you basically just put him on the spot, Bull.
I put you on the spot, which is not fair.
No, it's quite okay. I mean, I already know who the first three. I don't even have to think about it. And that's Joe Thomas, Phil Dawson, and Josh Cribbs. Like, just blink of an eye, bang, there
one
you
of
go.
Those – one of those three guys is not in my top five, by the way. I'll just tell you that.
Really?
Yes. Cribbs is not in your top five, right, Bull?
I'm not saying who, but I'll say one of those three.
How did that happen?
Yeah. I don't know. But those are your top three, huh? All right, I like
that. Yeah, those are my top three just right off the top of my head.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll think of two more.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. We'll put you on the spot there.
A lot of players to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. It is slim pickings. Another time, Dustin suggested that probably some other time we're going to do the worst five Browns draft picks since 99, which is...
Oh, gosh, you can't... You're going to need to, like, multiply that by, like, five. You're going to need to, like, do the worst 25. I don't even know if you can get to five on that.
It's tricky. It's tricky now.
You're going to be flipping coins trying to pick between those.
All right, Darryl. So, like... Listen, everything, you know, most of these deals are becoming official now that the Browns have signed. They've been obviously very busy here, adding, what, 10, 11, 12 players at this point?
I'm up to 11 right now that are official Cleveland Browns have signed or been traded.
Okay. That's a lot.
Darryl, what do you make of Jake Delhomme's comments about Baker and Case Keenum? Obviously, he thinks that Baker doesn't play well. I don't think it's a crazy, outlandish idea. I think he's right on, but it's getting a lot of a buzz, certainly on social media, that former Browns quarterbacks saying, "Hey, Baker could be benched by November."
Yeah, I mean, we all know this is make or break for Baker Mayfield, put up or shut up time for him going into year three. Unfortunately, obviously, the complications of preparing for this season, another head coach, another offensive system that Baker's going to have to learn. But, Dustin, there's no excuses when it comes to the tools and the personnel that's around him. You know, you have two of the better receivers in the NFL in Odell and Jarvis. You got two quality running backs behind him in Nick Chubb and, of course, Kareem Hunt. You've got one of the better emerging tight ends in the game in Austin Hooper. So, the weaponry around him, they brought in Jack Conklin to try and keep him on his feet. So the excuses about not having a supporting cast certainly are not going to be there for him this fall. I think the only excuse or reality that he's going to have to deal with, but it's the same reality a lot of teams are going to have to deal with, and that's the fact that it's going to be a truncated offseason, potentially training camp as well, and we're going to probably be spending a lot of training camp watching Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff put in the offensive and defensive systems, and those are things that you like to have done by the OTAs so that you're basically using that veteran June minicamp to review, but obviously all that in danger with the stay-at-home orders now.
Yeah, we're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, and in a couple of weeks, Darryl's going to be doing updates on our show for a while, as Jonathan will be doing some night stuff with Chico, and Darryl will be doing a lot of updates on our show in a couple of weeks, but and still keeping in touch with the Browns here, of course, although things are kind of slowing down until the draft here, Darryl. You know, one guy that is still on the team is Chris Hubbard, and he restructured his contract. Mary Kay, about a week ago, I think we talked about this with you, mentioned she thought there was a possibility he could be the right guard. You and I, we talked about that, I think, last week maybe, or earlier this week, can't remember now. But, I mean, I would think that he's – do you think he's the favorite to be the starting right guard?
Yeah, I think so at this point. I mean, they obviously restructured him for a reason to keep him around, and I don't think that they're keeping him around so he can sit on the bench. So I think you know, he's going to get a shot at that right guard spot. He's got some experience in his college, and I think maybe his rookie year he might have gotten a cup of coffee at right guard for the Steelers, like in the preseason or something. But, you know, so, yeah, I think that restructure obviously signals that they want to give him a legitimate shot at that spot. I don't anticipate them going out and really signing anyone as a starter right now to fill that hole. And as you mentioned, the news cycle is starting to wind down, and I anticipate that's going to be the case here in the coming days and weeks as we get closer to the draft.
Darryl, how are the Browns handling their business right now, their day-to-day operations?
Well, I mean, they're like we're doing it, Dustin. We're all in our own separate location, and, you know, obviously communicating regularly via whether it's phone, text, video conferencing, and whatnot. But the commissioner has shut down all the team facilities except for bare essential personnel. And you know, it's going to be interesting as the draft comes up, how they handle this, not only from a visual standpoint for the viewers at home, you know, watching on all the TV networks, but just from an execution standpoint and a technical standpoint behind the scenes with all, you know, 32 teams. But yeah, the Browns are doing their best to kind of continue their preparations leading up to the draft and continue their offseason work in that, but they're all doing it like we are. They're just working remotely.
You know, I know the commissioner put out a memo telling these whiny, spoiled GMs to shut up, and I agree with him. A bunch of whiners. I'm hoping Andrew Berry wasn't one of those whiners. But, you know, there are two things. Like, we talked about this earlier in the week. Adam Schefter originally said this. I'm fine with them keeping the draft the way it is on that day, but I would make it a 7-day draft instead of a 3-day draft. Do one round a day. And, you know, just because there is a little bit of lag time in terms of guys not being together, I would think about at least in the first couple of rounds, maybe giving every team an extra 5 minutes. I would consider a couple of small things like that. But overall, I think the GMs are being whiners and just suck it up and adjust. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. You know, everybody's making adjustments in life right now.
Right.
And I don't know if I would go 7, because those 6th and 7th rounds, are that gets a little...
Yeah, but there's nothing else to watch right now, so people
I
will
get
watch
you.
It, you know?
What I would do is, I agree with extending. I would have I would extend it to 4 days. In other words, so you do the first 3 rounds as is, 1, 2, and 3, and then you knock out the remaining rounds on, or maybe even go 5 days and do round 4, and then have, you know, maybe 4 and 5, and then go 6 and 7. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have had a problem if they wanted to bump it out a little bit. Like you said, there's nothing going on. And, you know, we had talked about leading up to free agency, you know, what was it the right thing for the NFL to just, you know, go business as usual and start off the league year? And looking at it in the rearview mirror, it's probably one of the best things they could have done.
That's right.
It kept us all busy, gave us something to talk about, gave us some tangible news, stuff to debate, all those things. And, you know, the draft is going to be, you know, a little bit of a godsend at the end of the month, because we're probably going to go through a little bit of a dry spell here where not going to be a whole lot of news, you know what I mean? And so I would have been all in favor of them, you know, adding a day or two to that event. But again, the logistics that they probably need all the time they can get leading up to the draft just to work out the logistics, not only for the broadcasts themselves, but again, for the technical execution amongst all 32 teams behind the scenes.
Darryl, have you watched Tiger King yet?
I have not. I've seen everyone talking about it, but I have not watched a single second of the show. Apparently, Baker Mayfield though was a little early with his Tiger ad. He should have held off until, well, right about now. Then it would have really been timely.
What are you watching, Darryl?
Well, right now, and I don't want to give any free plugs out there, but it is a free preview weekend, depending who your provider is. So, like, I have 25 movies set to record on my DVR. A lot of old, couple of new. I finally got to see the Men in Black International. I wasn't all that crazy about it. Tonight, I'm looking forward to seeing the Hollywood Stuntman movie that came out last year. I'm trying to remember the name of it off the top. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I heard that was a disappointment, that movie. I love Quentin Tarantino, but
Why I didn't go to the movie theater to watch it. I'll watch it for free. But yeah, just kind of watching a lot of NFL Network and ESPN and movies just to kind of pass the time when I'm not writing something for the website or reading up on something.
So where do we go from here, Darryl? With the NFL, with sports, I mean, it's a crazy time. I mean, if we'll have the draft, I'm guessing that it will happen timely.
Right.
But in terms of, what the league has said, of course, the commissioner has basically said to the GM, stop bitching. You're going to have the draft. But there's probably not going to be any TAs or anything like that that happens this season. How does that affect teams? I think it affects the Browns probably maybe harsher than other teams because you've got new coaches and a new staff.
Yeah, I mean, first-year head coaches, this is obviously not ideal because, they got to find – I think the solution, Dustin, there really is no solution, but at least something that can help. I think the league needs to free teams up to allow them to send the playbook, the electronic playbooks to players. So that at least they can study, So like when April 6th comes, all right, fine. They can't come to Cleveland, go to the facility and start working out and doing the calisthenics and the sprints and working with the strength and conditioning coaches. Well, at least get them the playbook so they can at least start looking stuff over. I think that's one thing, that they can do. I mean, talking to all the new Browns on these conference calls this week, and asking them what they're doing to pass the time. They're all talking about how they're just, trying to work out on their own to keep in shape. But as we know, in shape doesn't always necessarily mean in football shape. And so you worry about guys coming back and getting injured this year and things like that. But, unfortunately, it is the circumstance that they're in, the hand that they're dealt. It's not ideal. And again, the time that Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt and Joe Woods would be installing their offenses, in meetings in April and then on the field in May during OTAs, none of that's going to be available to them. We don't know if there's going to be a June mini camp at this point. Do the NFL and NFLPA get together and maybe do a little extended something in June, and make it 2 weeks of work just to get something in before training camp. I think the NFL really needs to be flexible right now in that regard, and maybe that'll help out. But again, we don't know how all this is going to play out. So, we don't know. We have no deadline. We have no time when it's safe to get together again and all those things. So, but I do think that one of the things the NFL really needs to do is allow teams to just send the playbooks out to players so they have some stuff to read and study.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Darryl, let's do an early preview of the draft without getting into specific names at this point because it's obviously 27 days away still. But we all already assumed the Browns would take a left tackle in the first round. And while you shouldn't take one just because you need one if a guy's not worthy, it now, after free agency, it seems even more likely, right? Because you look at the starting lineup, and by far, left tackle is the hugest hole in this team, right?
Yeah, no question about it. And really, I mean, you hate to pigeonhole yourself into having to draft for a need because then you miss out on you know, other talented players at other positions. But there are three positions of absolute must-have need in starting caliber talent. You mentioned left tackle already. I will throw linebacker in there as well as safety. I think that, that those are the three, but in order, it is left tackle, linebacker, and then safety. So I from day one, had thought that left tackle was going to be the target after they signed Jack Conklin. I still feel like left tackle is going to be the target with that pick, and whether Andrew Berry decides to move up from 10 or slide back from 10 and maximize the value of the pick while also getting a player that they feel can hold that position down for years to come, that's obviously be something he's going to be working through. But yeah, I'm with you, Bull. I think it's going to be a left tackle with that first round selection, wherever it ends up being.
Daryl Ryder is with us. Daryl, as we wrap up here, what's on tap this weekend, buddy? You going to watch any of these shows we recommended to you?
I will probably skip the Tiger show. I'm going to probably, because the stuff that I'm reading about it just too far out for me.
Daryl, just man, watch Narcos or watch The Outsider.
Well, I'm going to finally start Mandalorian. I am way behind.
Oh yeah,
on
watch
that
Mandalorian.
Yeah, I haven't gotten started with that, so I certainly going to binge that. By the way, I got my two other Browns for you on the top five. For yes. Now, and can be changed with current Browns, but I got Joe Hayden in there, and I am sliding Jarvis Landry in there because
he has
been extremely consistent. I know he's only been here for 2 years, but he's 2 for 2 on the Pro Bowls, and he's got a fantastic resume, five Pro Bowls on the resume. So I'm going to add Jarvis Landry and Joe Hayden. Hayden's on the bubble, though, because I think he could get bumped off by whether it's Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Odell Beckham. But, so there you go. Cribs, Thomas, Dawson, Jarvis, and Joe Hayden. Those are my top five.
All right, dangerous. Okay. The dangerous one. Daryl Ryder, good to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Stay healthy and safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.